السلام عليكم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله، جزاك الله بارك الله. قاری صاحب اکرمکم اللہ، بہت پیاری تلاوت سنائی آپ نے، اللہ آپ کی آواز میں مزید برکت نصیب فرمائے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وقال تعالى: ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب: يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وما اختلف الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم ومن يكفر بآيات الله فإن الله سريع الحساب. فإن حاجوك فقل أسلمت وجهي لله ومن اتبعني وقل للذين أوتوا الكتاب والأميين أأسلمتم فإن أسلموا فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما عليك البلاغ والله بصير بالعباد. وقال تعالى: قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. وقال تعالى: قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين. قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما أعطاه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الله تعالى يحب الأبرار الأتقياء الأخفياء الذين إذا غابوا لم يتفقدوا وإذا حضروا لم يدعوا ولم يقربوا. قلوبهم مصابيح الهدى يخرجون من كل غبراء مظلمة. وقال عليه السلام: إن أبدال أمتي لم يدخلوا الجنة بصلاة وصيام ولكن دخلوها برحمة الله وسلامة الصدور وسخاوة النفوس والنصح للمسلمين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الدين النصيحة. قلنا: لمن؟ قال: لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ما قال ربنا وخالقنا ورازقنا من الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سب درود شریف پڑھیں. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد کما صلیت علی سیدنا ابراہیم وعلی آل سیدنا ابراہیم انکا حمید مجید. اللہم بارک علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد کما بارکت علی سیدنا ابراہیم وعلی آل سیدنا ابراہیم انکا حمید مجید. Respected elders, brothers, friends, first of all, I would like to talk a little bit about our Hazrat Hafiz Patel Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. When we talk about our elders, our mashayikh, our akabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah descends upon our hearts. Inda dhikri saliheen tatanazzalu rahmah. This is why we should make a habit of reading biographies of our elders. Mashayikh, akabir. When you read their biographies, their nisbat transfers into you. And when we talk about them, Allah loves them, so Allah loves us as well when we talk about them. Hazrat Hafiz Patel Sahab, ajeeb personality. I remember when we were young, I'm talking about 1975-76. We used to say that in England there are two Buzrugs. One in Dewsbury, Hafiz Patel Sahab, and the other one in Bari, Maulana Yusuf Mutala Sahab. So we were kids, this was our perception. Now who puts these thoughts into the minds of the young ones? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah instills the love of the elders into the hearts of the young. Hazrat Hafiz Patel Sahab, Rahmatullahi alayhi, ajeeb personality. Born in 1926. He is from Manikpur, Takoli. He traveled to Pakistan, I think Karachi, stayed there for some time, and arrived here in UK in 1956. Hafiz Sahab resided in Nuneaton. He used to work in a steel factory over there. But Hafiz Sahab, you know, since he came from that area, he had love for cricket, so he liked cricket. In fact, someone showed me a photo of his in Panama, because Hafiz Sahab has got so many relations there. So they showed me a photo of Hafiz Sahab's earlier days when he was clean shaved. So those days when he traveled from there, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him over here. Hafiz Sahab, from early days, he had worry about salat. So he would never miss salat. When he used to work in the steel company, there was a problem for Jummah Salah. So Hafiz Sahab, you know, talked to the boss and he said, I want chutti for Jummah Salah. So he thought that it's one person, so he gave him chutti. Now Hafiz Sahab did tashkil of the other workers as well. And he said that, we can't miss our Jummah Salah. So slowly, slowly, he had a big group now. And they all started going for Jummah Salah. So the boss got angry and he called Hafiz Sahab over and sacked him. That you are ruining my company because you are taking all the workers with you. Hafiz Sahab said, I have to go for Jummah Salat. So Hafiz Sahab left, no problem. If you don't want me, you know, to go for Jummah Salat, no problem, I'll find some other job. So Hafiz Sahab left the job. Then Hafiz Sahab moved to Dewsbury. Now, this is early 60s now. He only stayed in Nuneaton for a few months, maybe a year or something like that. Then he moved there. At that time, there was no mahal. And people wouldn't come for salah. Hafiz Sahab went in with a small masjid in Savile Grove. One house, then made two, and then they made the three houses, which later on became the markaz. That is where Hafiz Sahab started imamat. During those early days, Hafiz Sahab was the only Hafiz around, so they made him, appointed him as imam. And then, Maulana Yaqub Kawi Sahab came, and he was also his co-partner in the imamat. During those time, Hafiz Sahab went for Hajj as well. And he met Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Kandalwi Sahab, Rahmatullahi Ali, the son of Hazrat Ji Maulana Ilyas Sahab. And he got bayat to Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Kandalwi Sahab. And Hazrat Ji gave him this message, that you have to go. Hafiz Sahab was thinking of leaving this work. But Hazrat Ji said, no, you have to go, you have to work hard, and you have to make London and Paris like Makkah and Medina. And we want you to make that mahal, an environment over there, where there is dini mahal, religious mahal, so work hard. Hafiz Sahab came back, and mashallah, then on Hafiz Sahab started working. He used to go out himself. In the beginning, he used to teach in the maktab in the morning. And Hafiz Sahab himself says that, you know, I would teach maktab, because in Dewsbury there was a very nice nizam of maktab in the evening as well as in the morning. I remember because I've been to that maktab as well. And I've studied under Hafiz Sahab as well. Not fully, because Hafiz Sahab had, you know, a great passion for tabligh. So he was busy in the tabligh later on. But my father became the imam. He used to teach us Hibs class. And sometimes he used to send some of us to Hafiz Sahab as well to read the Quran. So I read some of my Quran to Hafiz Sahab as well. So we had a system of maktab in the evening, 5 till 7.30. And maktab in the morning, 5 till 7.30 as well. So if we can't come at 5, maybe half 5. But latest 5:45, we had to be there in the morning as well. And we read our sabak in the morning. And then we go to school. And then come back to the maktab in the evening as well. So Hafiz Sahab, after doing the maktab, he would go immediately from teaching maktab and fajr to gasht. He would go to people's homes, talk to them. Sometimes people would say that, Hafiz Sahab, ye kya aap subah subah gasht karne a jate hain? But Hafiz Sahab said, ye deen ki baat karte hain, mera bhi fayda, aapka bhi fayda. And Hafiz Sahab in those days used to come travel to London as well. And there was one masjid in London near Pakistan embassy. And Hafiz Sahab used to go there and do gasht over there and invite people. And they would say, why are you coming here for gasht? Hafiz Sahab said, it's my duty. I have to do gasht. In those days, problem of halal, haram meat as well. But Hafiz Sahab, you know, very careful personality. Slowly, slowly, the formal work of tabligh started in around 65, 67. In Dewsbury. So then, you know, Jamaat started going, and in this, you know, work started. I don't remember exactly when the first Ijtima took place, but Hafiz Sahab used to say that before that first Ijtima, people used to walk around in suit and tie. And after that Ijtima, people started wearing topis and kafnis at that time. So then it came in the newspapers as well that what type of people are here, they are wearing these caps and these different type of libas. So Jamaat's mehnat and barkat and hard work was bearing fruits. I remember in those days, in 1968, our Hazrat also came to the UK and he was Imam of Zakaria Masjid, which was the first big masjid in the northwest. And Hazrat went from there in Jamaat, Paidal Jamaat. 69, I think, and they went paidal by van. From here, they traveled through Europe, and then they were going through Iran, and they had an accident. The van, the minibus collided, and one or two of the Sathis died as well. Ishaq Bhai, who is the Amir, you know, who is one of the Amirs over there, his brother also died in that accident. And our Hazrat got injured, his hand was, you know, broken from here. They sent a telegram to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in Saharanpur. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was really worried. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali sent message to Iranian embassy that some of our men have been involved in this accident. Please take good care of them and help support them. And the Iranian embassy at that time did help the Jamaat Sathis, and they offered them proper medical treatment. And then they went on, you know, travel to Saharanpur by road again. They got to India, they went to Saharanpur. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, you know, took hold of our Hazrat's hand and prayed something and did dam on his hand. And Hazrat said all the pain went away after Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's dam. And he never felt it until a few years back when, you know, during the wintry season, he started getting a little bit of irritation here. So he went to the, you know, specialist and he said, you know, your bone is totally separated from here. Do you not feel any pain? He said, no, I don't feel any pain. And he said that, you know, at the moment you're still, you know, healthy. I think we should operate over here. Otherwise, after later on many years, you might start getting severe pains here. So Hazrat had an operation, a steel metal plate fit over here. So during that time, our Hazrat also went for Jamaat, alhamdulillah. And this work was, you know, moving on. I remember we came here in 1975. And my father was Imam. My father also came here in 1972, December 73 beginning. He was in Nuneaton with my uncle. And Hafiz Saab, having his connection with Nanitan, he has come to Nanitan for some, da'wat work, tabligh. And my father led Salah, and Hafiz Saab liked his qiraat. And Hafiz Saab said, come to Dewsbury, we need someone. So Hafiz Saab invited him, took him to Dewsbury, appointed him as Imam. And Hafiz Saab, sat down a little bit. At that time, this minimum wages, Hafiz Saab wages was cut as well. Hafiz Saab said, no problem. Maulana Saab, you can look after the imamate and the teaching, and I can focus more on tabligh. So there were three imams now, Hafiz Saab, Maulana Yaqub Saab, and my father, Qari Dawood. And my father was mainly focused on teaching, Jummah, Salat, everything. Alhamdulillah then, we grew up over there. This is our connection with Hafiz Saab. Hafiz Saab's house was right in front of the masjid. And many times Jamaat would come and Khala would cook for them, and they are, out of time. There were no takeaways or things like that at that time. And things were hard as well. But Alhamdulillah, Hafiz Saab's house always busy with guests. Hafiz Saab, Allah blessed him with four children from the first wife. When Hafiz Saab's first wife died, Hafiz Saab at that time was in Jamaat when his first wife passed away. Even when his son Abdullah passed away, Maulana Abdullah, he was in Jamaat at that time as well. This shows his sacrifice for the work of Deen. So Hafiz Saab got married again to second Khala. Allah Pak blessed him with one son and one daughter, Maulana Yusuf and Fatima Abba, from the second Khala, who is, mashallah, still alive at the time, at this moment. So his four children, Hafiz Rashid, Maulana Saeed, Maulana Abdullah, and Maulana Abdul Rahman, are from the first Khala. So Hafiz Saab, mashallah, doing work of Deen, Khidmat in Dewsbury. And then in 1978, they bought a new land and built Markaz, the large Markaz which we see now with the green dome. And I still remember work was going on. We were kids, we used to run around over there in that building as well as work was going on. There was first Ishtima, Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inam Sahab, and Maulana Umar Palanpuri Sahab, and all the Akabir came. And in front on the football field, there was a huge tent. And Maulana, there were many imams. My father used to lead the Isha Salah. And I still remember the last Isha Salah, which my father read, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. And he had a beautiful voice, and his lehja was ajeeb as well. So that still echoes in our minds at the moment. The crowd was huge. MashaAllah, tabligh was, this was one of the world ijtimas. Because everybody from around Europe and everywhere was there at that time. I think that would have been one of the last world ijtimas. Because after that, ijtimas were separated, after a few years, aerial and into counties and various places. And whole UK's ijtima has not taken place in one place after that. So, one of the world ijtimas at that time took place. I also remember one of the times, some mashayikh saw a dream. That ijtima was taking place, all hall is full, and he saw Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was standing at the back, observing the whole majma, and very happy with the ijtima. It's about juhad and du'as towards the ijtima and the mashayikh and akabir over there. So alhamdulillah, Allah Pak took great work from Hafiz Saab. And when the Markaz was being built, people were giving contribution. Hafiz Saab also sacrificed everything. He moved closer to Markaz. And then later on in 1985, the Darul Uloom was also founded in Dewsbury. And mashallah is still flourishing, producing ulama and huffaz. This is all Hafiz Saab's hard work and effort. We see Hafiz Saab's life, then we can summarize Hafiz Saab's life in one word. Fikr, worry. Hafiz Saab had worry for the ummah. He never worried about himself, what's going to happen to me, what's going to happen to my children, my family. He always worried about the ummah. And this is fikr of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Shama'il al-Tirmidhi, we read regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mutawasil al-ahzan. دائم الفكرة ليست له راحة. That he was in a continuous sorrow state, and he was always in fikr and worry, and he never had any rahat and sukoon. He was always in a worrying state. In spite of that, he would smile, but you would not realize that he is grieved inside. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would worry so much that Allah would have to give him tasalli. In Suratul Kahf, we read, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ. آپ اتنا افسوس کیوں کرتے ہیں؟ افسوس کی وجہ سے اپنے آپ کو ہلاک کر دو گے اگر یہ ایمان نہیں لا رہے ہیں. If they are not believing, then why are you grieving so much? Are you going to destroy yourself by these worries and fikers? Allah had to give him tasalli. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Pak had to do tasbih of qalb. وَكُلَّن نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرَّسُلِ مَا نُسَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. So this was the fikr and worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected, chosen Hafiz sahab to take over this fikr and worry for the whole of UK and the whole of Europe and for the whole of world. And this is what made him travel around the world. He was more abroad than at home. So he went around with this worry, and not only with the worries, with the bayans and the du'as, but also ibadat and worship. We see, you know, we ask the khuddam. I was talking to, you know, I phoned a few brothers, you know, to get a little bit about Hafiz sahab. Shaukat bhai's son, Mulana Ilyas sahab, I spoke to him as well. And mashallah, they said that, you know, we noticed that Hafiz sahab was very careful about, number one, paki safai. And, you know, always, you know, staying parks half clean. Any doubt, shak, he would immediately change. In fact, sometimes towards the end of his life, if he had to change the lungi 10 times in a day, he would change the lungi 10 times in a day. He would not stand before Allah until he was 100% complete, sure, confident that he is park and saf and clean. I'm standing before Allah. I have to be clean and park before I stand in front of Allah. So his cleanliness, in spite of his old age of 90 years age, still he was so park, saf and clean. And then his ibadat, ma'mulat. Hafiz sahab would read at least 10 juz every day. 10 juz. Every third day, he is completing a khatam. And between Maghrib to Isha, he is always busy in zikr. Asar to Maghrib to Isha, busy in azkar. Getting up early at night, whether he is at home or on journey, his ma'mulat would not miss. Even if he was on a journey, he would get up 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock at night and busy himself in the ma'mulat. This ma'mulat, pabandi on ma'mulat, punctuality on our azkar, awrad and wazaif, this is what strengthens the ruh. This is the food for the soul. Like we have food for our body, our stomach, so we have the food for the ruh and the soul. If we are not punctual on our zikr and our ma'mulat and our tilawat, then our ruh becomes weak. And when the ruh is weak, then shaitan attacks with whisperings and waswasas. And this is what, you know, corrupts our ruh. So to make our ruh pak and saf and clean and strong, we have to be punctual upon our ma'mulat. So Hafiz sahab was extremely punctual on his ma'mulat. 10 juz every day. Even during safar. Maulana Ilyas sahab says that I was with him in Bangladesh, Ijtima. And Hafiz sahab sat down to read to his ma'mulat. And now people would come to do salam and meet. So, you know, I thought that how can I stop them? I let them just go and meet. I didn't stop anyone. So Hafiz sahab couldn't refuse anyone as well. So he used to meet everyone. And mashallah, Bangladeshis are huge in numbers. And there is coming line after line. Hafiz sahab greeted, shook hands with everyone. Then later on, at 11 o'clock at night, Hafiz sahab said that, you know, Maulana Ilyas, teri wajah se aaj meri neend gayi. Isliye ki mera maamool pura nahi hua. Aur main so nahi sakta jab tak ye pura na ho. And he didn't sleep until he recited his 10 juz. So this is punctuality on ma'mulat. This lesson we need to learn from the life of Hazrat Hafiz sahab. Pabandi on ma'mulat, mashallah. Also, another sifat is of sakhawat. And this is ajeeb. Allah loves the sakhi and generous people. This is in the hadith. Allah loves. Al-jahilu sakhiyu ahabbu ilallahi min al-abid al-bakhil. A person who is not who is not very learned, but he is sakhi, he is more beloved to Allah than one who worships Allah but is stingy. Allah doesn't like stingy people, even if they worship too much. Allah likes this sakhawat, generosity. There is a hadith which says, إِنَّ أَبْدَالَ أُمَّتِي لَمْ يَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَلَكِنْ دَخَلُوهَا بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامَةِ الصُّدُورِ وَسَخَاوَةِ النُّفُوسِ وَالنُّصْحِ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. The Abdal among my ummah. Abisab must be from Abdal more than Abdal from the Qutubs. So the Abdal among my ummah, a special rank of awliyaullah among the ummah are named Abdal, which is in this hadith. So the Abdal, they are named Abdal because when one of them dies, Allah replaces him with another one. Allah unke badle mein dusre ko khada kar dete hain. So ek Abdal ka intiqal hota hai, to wo dusra unki jagah replace ho jata hai. To nek banno mein se, isliye unko Abdal kehte hain. To meri ummat mein Abdal, they are, you know, they can number up to 300. 40 of them are normally in Sham. Sham area, Syria, Jordan, that area is called Sham. That is where the Abdal stay. And they are very nice people. So these Abdal will go into Jannah not because of lots of namaz and lots of roza, but because of four things. Bi rahmatillah, by the mercy of Allah. Wa salamati sudur, keeping their hearts clean and saleem. Hearts are always clean. No malice, no hatred, no jealousy for anyone. Loving everyone. This loving nature. Respect for everyone. And وَسَخَاوَةِ النُّفُوسِ, because of the sakhawat of their nafs. Their nafs was not stingy, their nafs was really, really sakhi. And وَالنُّصْحِ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Number four, their nasihat and khairkhahi and wishing well for all the Muslims. They want the best for the whole Muslim community. They don't want any harm to happen to any Muslim. So because of their du'as and their wishing well and their concern and their worry, they go into Jannah. So among them is Sakhawatul Nufus. And we see here Sakhawatul Nufus. Salamatul Sudur, Hafizab had Salimul Sadr. Because Hafizab was on good terms with everyone. Hafizab used to go and meet ulama-i kiram. He used to do ikram of ulama. Wherever he would go to meet the ulama. If he goes to India, he is in Nizamuddin, then he takes a few days out and he goes to Saharanpur, meets Sheikh Yunus Sahab, meets Maulana Talha Sahab, goes to Deoband, meets the Akabir over there as well. This is his love, his heart is clean. When he is here, many times he goes to Blackburn, he goes to meet our Hazrat. Hazrat, I am here in Blackburn, can I come and see you? Hazrat, no problem, doors are open. And every time when he goes to Blackburn, he goes to meet Hazrat as well. And he, you know, gathers the ulama, the nasihat of the ulama. I was hearing one bayan, listening to one bayan of Hafizab on YouTube. Simple words, but so nice and, you know, getting to the bottom of the heart. Hafizab is talking with the ulama and he is saying, you know, you are ulama, I am not alim, and your duty is more. And when you practice on your ilm and when you take this fikr and worry of hidayat for the ummah, then Allah will make you leaders of the community. And then Hafizab reads the Qur'ani ayat. He said, how did Allah make Ibrahim alayhi salam leader? He said, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Allah will make you a leader. Allah made him an imam for the community. And we make dua, waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun, waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Make us leaders for the muttaqeen. And here Allah Pak is saying to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Allah Pak said, وَجْعَلْنَاهُمْ أَيْمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. We made them imams because of their sabr. So this ayat of imamat and leadership, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in Hafizab's heart. This, you know, he is a Hafiz, but mashallah, Hafizab understands Arabic as well. He picks it up. This is ilm ladunni, ilhami. Allah does ilham of Qur'ani ayat into the heart. And mashallah, I know, on good terms with everyone. Salamatul sudur, his heart is clean. and sakhawatul nufus, extremely sakhi person. Maulana Ilyas was mentioning that we were sitting with Hafiz Sahab, and this Arab brother came to meet, and he brought a very expensive musalla for Hafiz Sahab, which was worth about 200 pounds to 300 pounds. Very expensive. And he gifted it to Hafiz Sahab. And immediately there was someone sitting there, Alim, Maulana or someone, and Hafiz Sahab gifted it to the person. And someone said, Hazrat, this is very expensive musalla, isn't it? Hafiz Sahab said, I'm sitting in wheelchair, I'm praying in the wheelchair, so I'm not going to use the musalla. It's better if I give it to him. His one sajda will be more qimti for me than the musalla itself. If he does one sajda, ek sajda wo is par karega, wo mere liye zyada qimti hai is musalle se. So, sakhawat, giving everything. You know, when Markaz was being constructed, Hafiz Sahab looked how much he had, and he gave everything in the construction. Even now, when the roof was, damaged, and they were repairing everything, Hafiz Sahab checked, whatever he had, he gave everything to the treasury. That was in thousands. Because people had given him some hadiyas, and he was there. Hafiz Sahab said, mujhe iski zarurat nahi hai. Sara usme, thousands mein, de diya sab. Take it, give it. So, it's sakhawat. Sakhawatul nufus. You know, I also remember in Ramzan I was here, and I still remember, I read out the Hazrat Uji Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullahi's last taqreer, and I explained it, and Ansari Sahab went and gave the report, and Hafiz Sahab used to, inquire, Stamford Hill, how is the itikaf going on, because Hafiz Sahab has special connection with Stamford Hill, because of Jamaat, Mashallah, or Shaukat Bhai, Ansari Sahab. So Hafiz Sahab got a report, Hafiz Sahab sent some special hadiah for me. He sent one beautiful oud attar for me, which is ajmal, which one small bottle is about 50 pounds. And also some tasbih miswak, and all this. He says, muhabbat and love. So, sakhawatul nufus. And also, one of his habits was, Hafiz Sahab would, whenever he would invite some people, where he's going somewhere, call ulama, da'wat or something, then Hafiz Sahab would worry about food first. Ke bhai da'wat ka kaam to karna, khane ka bandobast karo. So when they would come, the food would be ready and on the dastarkhan. And one of his ajeeb habit was he would put luqma into the mouths of people. And one of his students from Bradford wrote on WhatsApp this morning, I read on there, that I spent 10 years in Markaz and I did Hafiz Sahab's khidmat. And he would, feed us with his own house, with his own mouth. And he would say, Tumhari bibi bhi tumko itna pyar se nahi khilayegi. Even your wife won't feed you with so much love. And he said, Hafiz Sahab was spot on right. And Hafiz Sahab showed us so much love, which we had never experienced with our parents either. Maabaab se bhi itni mohabbat nahi dekhi bhi, itni Hafiz Sahab se dekhi. And he says, never once in those 10 years do I remember Hafiz Sahab getting angry on me. Never. He said, sometimes, we were responsible for his tea. So after Fajr, maybe, 4:30 is Fajr. So after Fajr, Hafiz Sahab would sit in Mashwara, we would prepare his tea and spread the dastarkhan. But Hafiz Sahab would come after Mashwara, and we would doze off and fall asleep over there. Hafiz Sahab would come, and he would, pray his Ishraq, and then after Ishraq, he would wake us up with his own hands. He said, chalo bhai, aajao, chai pilo mere saath. So then we would get up and quickly prepare his tea for him. So this gentleness, kindness, softness, sakhawat is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. These are our akabir. So, among his qualities, we see, these types of Hafiz Sahab's, mashallah, Allah Pak gave him so many qualities. Maulana Sahab was saying that throughout his life, I remember that most of the time, Hafiz Sahab would drink zamzam only. Whenever someone would go for Umrah Hajj, kuch hadiya, Hazrat would say, bring zamzam. And he would be drinking zamzam all the time. Subhanallah, ajeeb. We strive for zamzam. Small cup, kisi yahan mil jaye to alhamdulillah. Aur Hafiz Sahab, throughout his life, he's drinking zamzam. That pak, pure water from zamzam, barkat, holy. And also khajur. And he would, spend on others as well. Our Shaukat Sahab, Shaukat Bhai has been with him for Hajj, Umrah. I've seen him many times, Shaukat Bhai pushing Hafiz Sahab's wheelchairs when going for Jamarat. So we are going with our group, and Shaukat Bhai is also pushing Hafiz Sahab's wheelchair and going there for Rami. And he says that Hafiz Sahab, when finishing Hajj or Umrah, and then going to Medina Munawwara, Hafsa would be in an ajeeb state and singing that poetry, Ke khatim tumhara sa'eed aa raha hai. A Junaid Jamshed poetry, which Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah has written. So Hafsa would be reading those couplets in love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while traveling to Medina Munawwara. So this is, you know, Hafsa's life, you know, how he spent it. Most of the time he is worrying about, and whenever he goes to even there as well, he gathers the Jamaat Satis, the Arab Jamaat Satis in Makkah Mukarrama, Jeddah, and over there as well, working. Hafsa always worried about this. And he says, he would say that I am only worried about, you know, each and every ummati, how they can become namazi. How they can come to the masjid and pray namaz properly. Because when a person becomes namazi, then inshallah his deen is saved. So our fikr and worry should be to bring each and every musalli inside the masjid to pray the namaz, and then inshallah the mahol and the environment will be, you know, changed, and the atmosphere will change. So this is a little bit of a biography about Hafiz Sahib, about his cleanliness, about his ibadat, about his sahawat, about his salamatul sadr, about his, you know, wa nushi lil muslimin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ad-deenu nasiha. Deen is the name of wishing well. Sahaba asked, wishing well for whom, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, Lillahi. Wishing well for Allah. That you want everything best for Allah. You want people to believe in Allah. You want people to respect Allah. And you want people, to behave with Allah in the manner which they should behave. And you defend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you, defend all the arguments and objections which people make against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is wishing well for Allah. And this is in tansurullah yansurkum. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. So Allah's helping is, you know, giving Allah good name and removing the bad things which are accusations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa nushi lillahi wa li rasulihi. And nasihat for Rasul. Nasihat for Rasul is we wish well for Rasul, that everybody believes in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And any objections, we remove all the objections. We create and generate the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the hearts of the believers. How can people follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is wishing well for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wali kitabihi, wishing well for Quran. That how can people, learn to recite the Quran, to read the Quran, to understand the Quran, to memorize the Quran, to propagate and spread the message of the Quran. This is wishing well for the Quran. And wali a'immat al-muslimin, wishing well for the leaders of the Muslim community. Whether they are the umara and hukkam and the khulafa, or whether they are the ulama, sulaha, mashayikh, a'imma of masajid, huffaz, the leaders, the leaders of the community, the trustees, and the community members, committee members, they are all leaders. We have to wish well for all of them. So we wish well for all the community leaders, and wali ammatihim, and we wish well for the general public. That we want everything best for the general public. How can we, improve the condition of the general public? How can we make it better and, wish the best for the community? This is wali ammatil muslimin. Now, if we see Hafiz Sahib's nasihat and his wishing well for the community, is at the top. That he wanted everything best for the community and he worked so hard. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his, good work. Even later on, when he was, not so well, he still used to travel. We were just amazed at how Hafiz Sahib would travel so much around the world. Sometimes here, sometimes Europe, sometimes America, sometimes Panama, Venezuela, and all those Ijtima here and there, Caribbean, Barbados, and everywhere, running around. It's not easy, believe me, running around is not easy. Even healthy people like us get tired as well. So old person like 80, 90 years age, how would he travel so much? Traveling all the time, different places, different food, different oil, and different khana, and different environment, and on top of that, medicine and everything. But still, Hafiz Sahib, mashallah, so much running around, and this is what elevated his rank. This is why he was beloved by the mashayikh as well. He had khilafat. He was bayat to Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib. Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, passed away in 1965. Thereafter, he might have become Bayat with Maulana Inam Sahib or whoever. Our Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib had given him Khilafat Ijazat. And Hazrat Maulana Talha Sahab had also given him Khilafat and Ijazat in the tariq of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahab was Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh. So he got Khilafat in the same, you know, chain and silsila from our Hazrat as well, and from Hazrat Peer Sahab, Maulana Talha Sahab as well. So this is Hafiz Sahab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him very nice peaceful days in his sleep between Asr, between Maghrib and Isha on Friday night, Shabe Jumu'ah. Subhanallah, because of his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his durood sharif and because of his ma'mulat, Allah gave him death, such a nice death at the age of 92. When a person goes over 90, one zaif hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that, you know, I have forgiven you and I will also forgive that person for whom you do sifarish and intercede. This is, there is a hadith narrated by Ibn Kathir in Hatta ila balagha shuddahu wa balagha 40 sanatan, in the 26th para in Surah Al-Ahqaf, that at 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70, 80 and 90, Allah says, jao tum bakhshe bakhshaye, aur jiske liye tum maghfirat ki dua karoge wo bhi bakhshe bakhshaye hoga. And this was one of the ajeeb habits of Hafiz Sahab, that he would get up at tahajjud, and after tahajjud dua, you know, he would have a whole long list of those for whom he would be making dua. Ansari Sahib told me that Hafiz Sahib would go through the whole list. Whoever had done any favors or ihsan to Hafiz Sahib and all the ulama and mashayikh around, and he would do remember all of them in the names, with their names during the duas. And that student says that we would sit behind him at tahajjud time. When he would be going through that list, we would wait for our names as well. And when our name would come in the dua, we would feel really happy that Hafiz Sahib made dua for me as well. So with those who did khidmat or who did service to him, Hafiz Sahib would make dua for them with their names. So this is Hafiz Sahib. And you know, mashallah, dying on Friday, buried on Friday, between Maghrib and between Asr and Maghrib, just before Maghrib namaz, and Basharats as well. One alim in South Africa saw that Hafiz Sahib is really in a really happy mood and he is already in Jannat, mashallah. Some people object that how can he go in Jannat? Jannat we will go after death, after the day of Qiyamah, and the Prophet ﷺ will be the first to enter Jannat. So they need to understand. There is a hadith which says the qabr is either a garden from the gardens of Jannat or a pit from the pits of Jahannam. So it means that when a person dies and he goes in Jannah, many people were seen in Jannah after death. Even during the lifetime as well, they saw themselves in Jannah. Like Abdullah ibn Umar, he saw himself in Jannah. Ja'far al-Tayyar, he was in Jannah. He had two wings, and as Rasulullah said, that both his arms were chopped off and Allah replaced them with wings. And he was in Jannah flying wherever he wanted to. So, the people go in Jannah, this is not their origin. There are two things here. One is the original Jannah which Allah has reserved for us. Okay? One is my own house in Bolton, where I live. And the other is, tonight I'm here, so I'm going to stay at Isa Bhai's place, so that is going to be my guest house. So I stay here, I feel good, and then I go back to my place. So when you go in Qabr, and you stay there, and it is a guest house for you. So it's your Jannah, Jannah's ni'mats are open over there for you. It's not your own Jannah, it's just to make you relax and feel easy and freely. You can go there, even you can meet and greet your loved ones as well. Even the Prophet ﷺ comes to meet many people, not everyone, some who are fortunate. Prophet ﷺ comes to meet them as well. And they go to meet the Prophet ﷺ, they meet the Sahaba Rizwanullah alayhim ajma'een, and they meet the Aimma, Imam Bukhari, Sahib Hidayah. You know, if you were alim, you used to teach, and you have special love for one alim, then you go and meet them after your death as well. And they come in our dreams and tell us, I've met so-and-so, and I've met so-and-so alim, and I'm going to meet so-and-so tomorrow. So this is a transitional period. So this is not the original Jannah. The second thing is our original Jannah, which we will, inshallah, after resurrection, after Hisab Kitab, after crossing Pul Sirat, when we go towards Jannah, Prophet ﷺ will be the first to knock on the doors of Jannah, and Rizwan will open it for him and his ummah, and the other Anbiya and their ummahs will come later on. We will go first, and then the other Anbiya and their ummahs will come. And that is where we will go into our original Jannah, in which we have to live forever and ever, inshallah. So when a person dies and he is seen in Jannat, this is the temporary Jannat, which is for relaxing, like a guest house for him over there. So we should not object on, you know, these types of dreams. So this was Hafiz Sahab. We need to take lessons from his life of sacrifice, fikr, worry for the ummah. And you know, we have to pray for Hafiz Sahab, for Ishal-e Sawab, give some sadaqah on his behalf, and pray some Quran Sharif on his behalf. And you know, alhamdulillah, on our group, our friends, they said we're going to read so many sifaras of Quran. And we made taqreeban 2-3 khatams, alhamdulillah. So we make our khatam on from our behalf and do Ishal-e Sawab for Hafiz Sahab. And also give some sadaqah when Qurbani times, give Qurbani. If you can do Bakra now, you know, then give, oh, this is for Hafiz Sahab, this sacrifice, and distribute the meat among the fuqara, poor, wherever it's needed, maybe in our homeland, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Send some money, tell them do this sacrifice, and the sawab is for Hafiz Sahab. So all this sawab will go. And remember one thing. My Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahab, Damat Barakatum Madhafuizum, once said a very nice thing in 1981 when our Shuhada died, Mawlana Ibrahim Sahab, Mawlana Yaqub Sahab. He wrote a beautiful article in the Risala called Faran. And in there, Hazrat said that when we do Isale Sawab and send some sawab for the deceased, either this one Yasin or Qul Huwa Allah or Durus Sharif or Khatme Quran or some Sadqah or Dua-e Maghfirat, or whatever sawab goes to them, we benefit more than them. Because our sawab is delivered to them and they make dua for us. And their dua for us is better than our sawab which went to them. So the more sawab we send for our deceased, the more we benefit by that Isale Sawab. Now this is a very good point. I read it first time from Hazrat Damat Barakatuh. And a very, you know, logical point. That they make dua for us. If we send some Durus Sharif for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he does istighfar for us, then his istighfar and his dua is better for us than our own dua. And when we do, you know, Isale Sawab for our Kabir, Mashayikh, elders, and when we are bayat with a Shaykh, then we have been told to read Yasin every day, once a day, maybe in the morning, and send sawab for our silsila, from our Shaykh till the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when regularly the Yasin goes to our Mashayikh, their tawajjuhat are attracted towards us. And their du'as are better for us than our own du'as. So, we should try and make Isale Sawab for Hafiz Sahab. Inshallah, it will be beneficial for us. So, these are the lessons to learn from our Hafiz Sahab's life. We were thinking about another topic today, so we will talk a little bit about that topic. But we decided on that topic before Hafiz Sahab's news came.